There's a popular writer these days by the name of Matthew Kelly. He has a book called Becoming the Best Version of Yourself. He's a Catholic writer. And that title is one of his key points, that holiness really means becoming the best version of ourselves. That definition, he says, seems to resonate better with people in our culture than perhaps earlier notions of holiness. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord. We are told the story of the Lord Jesus atop the mountain, where his appearance is changed before his startled apostles. Were we to use Kelly's words, we could say, the Transfiguration is not just about seeing the best version of Jesus, which it was, but also about finding the best version of ourselves when we look closely at Jesus. It's really an awesome story. It's those three apostles, Peter, James, and John, watch in amazement. They see this unbelievable change in our Lord's appearance. We get a good description from the evangelist when he says that Jesus' face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. These are images of transparency and truth. Those apostles were seeing what the Lord Jesus was like at his inner core. All the goodness, all the selflessness, all the love. They see his essence in that blinding moment of beauty. Pope Benedict was talking one time about blindness, and he said that we all need to be enlightened. He suggested that we might pray, Master, let me receive my sight. Let me see what holds me back. But above all, Lord, let me see your glory. What the Holy Father describes for us is what the three companions of Jesus witnessed. They witnessed the glory of the Lord. Whereas they just thought they knew him up to that point, now they saw a depth of his being that they didn't know even existed. While their eyes took in this outward change, they were really seeing at the same time his inward self. Now that moment wasn't meant just to highlight the inner beauty of the Son of God. It is meant to show us that we also are to shine with the beauty of God's love, just as his Son Jesus did. As followers of the Son of God, our lives are to be lived in a bright imitation of the same love that Jesus showed. In other words, people are supposed to be blinded by our own goodness, by our decency, by our generosity, by our good character. What Jesus showed his apostles, what is possible for all of us. Taking on human flesh, Jesus makes it clear that each one of us can rise above our pettiness and our selfishness, and we also can achieve something we don't normally imagine is possible. We can actually be holy as Jesus is holy. A mentally challenged young man some years ago went to his cardiologist. After the checkup, someone at his group home asked him how the visit to his doctor went. And the young man explained that the doctor looked at his heart. The attendant asked the young man what the doctor found. And that young man, in the simple but very serious way, said, well, the doctor found Jesus in my heart, of course. He found Jesus in my heart. That man is telling us something important about who we are called to be. We are to carry Jesus in our hearts, on our person. Our lives should mirror his tremendous love for others. Now, it's easy enough to say it's just not possible. But it is possible. We can look around and see ordinary people who are transfigured into extraordinary persons. The signs are in their eyes, in their tone of voice, in their faces, all the marks that the Spirit of Jesus lives in their inner depths and manifests itself in moments of great sacrifice and total giving. We probably all heard about that horrible thing that happened on a crowded Portland commuter train last May, when a white man began screaming anti-Muslim insults at a black 16-year-old girl and her 17-year-old Muslim friend. Three passengers stepped forward to protect those girls. In less than a minute, two of them were slashed in the neck with a knife, and they would die from those wounds. One of them was a 23-year-old college grad. Some of his last words were, "I want everybody on the train to know I love them. I want everybody to know I love them." He and the other two men who stepped forward to help those two defenseless women were ordinary people in most ways. But they showed the rest of the world what depths of goodness and self-sacrifice we all are capable of when we are moved by love and concern for others. They show us what we can become when we are open truly to loving others. As we heard at the end of the gospel story, we find Jesus telling the three disciples that it's time now to go back down the mountain. They can't stay there forever. His point, of course, is that we all must live in the ordinary circumstances of our lives. But when we bring to those ordinary events the love of God, we are showing who God created us to become. And that is people fully capable of showing His divine love in our human form.